Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Appreciate you being here today. A lot to chat about as the verdict comes down. My analysis of this is two things. Number one, what's on that laptop is very, very bad for Joe Biden. It will be used as leverage to get him out of the race. Number two, by pardoning Hunter Biden, Joe Biden will be able to save face and get out of the race with a modicum of dignity by saying that he's doing this to be a selfless dad because the Justice Department is going after his son because his last name is Biden. And then the Democrats can roll the dice, see if they can get somebody who has a chance of beating Trump. That's my theory. And I'd love to know what you think. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Now, as I explained in the 3 o'clock hour, the pardon is only a way for Joe Biden to get out of the race. And they'll use the leverage of what's on that laptop to push Joe Biden out of the race because he's dirty. Everybody knows he's dirty, and they know it too. And they need him out. They need him gone. Just like they knew Menendez was guilty, they knew, but they're fine with it if they think the guy can win or they think that the guy's playing ball. You cross them, they'll use it against you, and that's the same thing here. What's on that laptop was so shocking in October 2020, they had to tell us that it was Russian disinformation. Now it's the government's exhibit, it's the evidence, and they know it, they have it, they're going to use it. They need Biden out of this race. He has to go. And if he doesn't, then they're going to expose him. They'll expose all of it. And then they're going to tell him, look, you're going to lose. And what's going to happen is Trump's going to come after you. And Trump's going to come after you. And he's going to they're going to try to charge you criminally. And your legacy is going to be gone. And your son's going to go to prison. Your brother's going to go to prison. You're going to go to prison. Everybody's going to. So get out. Pardon your son ahead of the September financial crimes trial. And then we'll pick a new candidate at the Democrat National Convention, which is in August. Now, I know what you're asking. You're saying to yourself, well, how can he pardon Hunter if Hunter hasn't been found guilty yet of the financial crime stuff? Doesn't matter. You don't need a guilty verdict to pardon somebody. You don't need to even have a charge. It's the standard that was used by President Gerald Ford to pardon Richard Nixon, who was never charged with a crime. He just pardons Hunter for any and all crimes he may have committed against the United States of America, and that's it. It's over. The whole Biden crime family goes away. That's the leverage they'll use to get him out of the race. And the pardon will be his way of turning around and saying, I had to be a dad first and a president second, blah, 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 blah. Now, you might ask yourself something else, too, which is, well, who do they replace him with? Look, I don't know. But at this point, does it matter? They're going to lose to Trump. They have to have, they got, they need a chance here. You know, they need a chance. Trump's going to beat Joe Biden. I mean, everybody sees that. He's going to beat him. So, yeah, even if they don't put in Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom, even if they just keep Kamala Harris and just put somebody else on the ticket, at least they've got a fighting shot, maybe. I mean, I still think they lose, but like Biden's a guaranteed loss for them. So you got to get him out of the way. You got to roll the dice. The other problem, too, is that what they can't risk is that during this trial in September, if Biden is stubborn and stays in, something comes out that is the October surprise that they were trying to bury in October of 2020 by telling us the laptop was Russian disinformation. Remember, that laptop was in the government's possession. The government knows damn well what's on there. The powers that be, the people that run this place, they know what's on there. That's why they all jumped into action in October of 2020 to tell us it was Russian disinformation. So you use leverage to get him out so that you have a chance. And if he says no, you expose him. You expose the whole Biden crime family. He loses, and then you tell him, and you say, look, you know, now you've just exposed yourself to all this legal liability, or you can make it go away. And either way, you're going to lose. So what do you want to do? You want to lose to Trump and then have all this financial crime stuff come out, or do you want to pardon your Hunter, which is effectively pardoning yourself, and have it all go away, buried, and then you can get out of the race and they can have a fighting chance in hell of possibly now saving the ticket, saving the Democrat ticket. That's the way I see it unfolding. You know, and I think the guilty verdict in the gun case just builds on the pressure of them turning around and saying, well, this has been so traumatic for my son and I can't put him through this as a dad and blah, 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 because he's now losing in all seven of the swing states. Nate Silver saying he needs to drop out. He should go. You heard Carville say they should never have ran him in the first place. Bill Maher saying he's got to drop out. He's going to lose. So, you know, you got to just see the writing on the wall here. Biden's stubborn. He's not going to go unless you have leverage to push him out. This is your leverage. And he needs a way to save face. This is how you save face. Pardon your son. And then you tell America, I'm just a dad first, president second. I know this is the end of my political career, but I got to do it because this weaponized Department of Justice, even though it's my Department of Justice, is going after my son. And move the trial to September right before the general election. So that's how I see it. I'm curious to get your thoughts on that. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Here's the clip, though, I teased. This is CBS anchor Margaret Brennan can't handle. She's very difficult on Sunday, grappling with the fact, as CBS News poll director Anthony Salvanto pointed out, that voters actually favor stricter immigration policies. In fact, a new CBS poll shows that voters support mass deportation policies. She's not happy about this. Cut number 8.
More people think that Donald Trump's policies would stop or slow border crossings more than Biden's. Having said that, there is widespread support when we test in general terms for what President Biden just did. He gets 7 in 10 support on that. It's overwhelming among Republicans. It's also strong among Democrats. Look, context there. People have said they think that the border is in crisis for a long time. Having said that, you know, we have a lot of the campaign rhetoric speaking of what people say they would do. You've seen the Trump campaign talking about mass deportations. We tested that in a general way in principle. Would you support a new government program that would deport all people living in the U.S. illegally? And that finds majority favor. That finds 6 in 10. It's strongest among folks who are MAGA. It's strongest among Trump supporters, but also from some Democrats as well. And I think that that speaks to the general idea, not just that people see the border as a crisis, but also where we are in the campaign, where a lot of very dramatic or new proposals out there are finding favor here.
So unpack that a bit, because this 62% of Americans favor deporting all undocumented immigrants. So Homeland Security says that President Biden has already deported or repatriated more people in the past year than any year since 2010. And then, depending on the details of what's talked about on the campaign trail, some of what Mr. Trump talks about could be illegal. It doesn't seem practical in some sense to round up children. And then we know that the courts have questioned whether local authorities would have the ability to do it. And federal authorities don't have the resources. So what exactly do people think they're supporting?
Well, when you measure public sentiment on this or really just about any policy, you're getting a sense of direction. You're getting broad brushstrokes. But those kinds of details, well, that's often up to the legislatures and the courts later on. We tested even the idea of should local law enforcement be involved in this? And a lot of folks do say yes.
A lot of folks. That's awkward. That's a little bit awkward right there. A lot of folks say that. Here's Chuck Todd on the Hunter verdict. This is the Meet the Press Daily, not Meet the Press Sunday. Here's Chuck Todd reacting to the Hunter Biden verdict. Cut number four.
This is a really good day for the American system. Okay, that you know what? It really does try to operate. You know, no one says it's perfect. We have plenty of flawed individuals in the judiciary branch. We learn about more and more of them every day, some days. But the system itself, what, you know, the whole idea of it today in that sense was a good day. I mean, think about this. He got convicted by a jury in Delaware. OK, this is Biden is the first, you know, they're the arguably the most well-known family in the state of Delaware. Perhaps responsible for so many things that Delaware has from the government today. So, you know, the location of this guilty verdict, I think, mattered. As somebody pointed out earlier, with the First Lady of the United States, you know, that's putting certainly a, you know, perhaps some people would have thought that's trying to put a finger on the scale in a place like Delaware, and that didn't matter.
Well, you know, the system works, so they got their guilty verdict, and now you see justice is blind and blah, blah, blah. Also part of the narrative of how they can, you know, pardon Hunter Biden. They can say, well, look, the system worked, but I got to save my son from another trial, you know. And Hunter is going to spend his life redeeming himself, and I want to be clear that he's going to devote his life to community service and gun control efforts and blah, blah. By the way, thank you to our dear friend and the host of the Dawn Stenslin show, Dawn Stenslin, for sending us this story, some breaking news for you. Steve Keeley from Fox 29 reporting that six suspected terrorists with ISIS ties have been arrested in a sting operation in New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. So that is some breaking news right now, and we'll continue to watch that throughout the rest of the show today. But it was a big, big sting operation, and it's interesting, right in our backyard here in Philadelphia. The story from the New York Post goes on to say that two ICE sources confirmed that they arrested six people who hail from Tajikistan, over the last week. And the FBI prompted the agency to warn it that they'd had this part of the investigation found a wiretap, which revealed one of the now arrested individuals was talking about bombs. Remember the Boston Marathon bombing? I'm afraid something like that might happen again or worse. One of the sources told the Post the target who was subject to the wiretap was previously released by federal authorities at the southern border with a court date next year. But it has since emerged he has potential ties to ISIS. In a joint statement, the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI said, quote, over the last few days, ICE agents arrested several non-citizens pursuant to immigration authorities. The actions were carried out in close coordination with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Forces. The individuals arrested are detained in ICE custody pending removal proceedings. The FBI and DHS will continue working round the clock with our partners to identify, investigate, and disrupt potential threats to national security. Our most immediate concern from the FBI director last week, he said, has been that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. 855-839-1210. Regarding the prospects of Biden staying in, Charles is in Gloucester Township. Hello, Charles.
Hi, Rich. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you today?
Good, good. Rich, I've always thought for about the last year there is no way that Biden could run, and they were just looking for a reason. I just don't understand. I don't see how they can bypass Kamala Harris. That's going to be a real problem. And
what if
they do?
Let's just say, and I agree with you, but let's just say for, you know, S and giggles, they don't bypass her. They keep her. They make her the top of the ticket, and they put somebody as her running mate.
Oh, she's going to get slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she'll be lucky to get 40% of the vote, because now you're going to have even more vote jump over to RFK Jr. from the Democrat Party. I mean, they're going to get wiped out in a landslide. I mean, her disapproval numbers are higher than his. And here's the other thing. I don't know how you take a Whitmer or Gavin Newsom and you put him at the top of the ticket if you find a way to get around Kamala Harris. Their states aren't doing well. They bring the same stuff to the table as he does. If the only person I could see, and maybe I'm wrong, but you got to get a moderate or somebody who appears to be a moderate governor, like a Josh Shapiro, to be at the top of the ticket, to have any chance to wrangle that vote back from RFK Jr. and take votes back from Trump. I mean, more and more people are starting to see through all the nonsense that the Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't just say Biden. They start saying Democrats. The Democrats are doing this. The Democrats have created this. And I just think you got to find somebody who appears to be very moderate. I'm not so sure how moderate Josh Shapiro is. Certainly a lot more moderate than Whitmer or Newsom. But what do you think of that premise?
Well, look, bypassing Kamala Harris with a white dude is the problem for them, because they're already losing the black vote. And for the left, it's all about identity politics. So you'd have a lot of them freak out. I've long said, I think you'll know that something's going to change if Justice Sonia Sotomayor decides she's stepping down from the Supreme Court, which is a legit possibility. They don't want her to be the next Ruth Bader Ginsburg and then have Trump appoint her successor. So that happens. They move Kamala Harris to the court, and then, you know, you've solved the Kamala Harris problem. But look, at this point, they're going to lose with Joe Biden. So I'm just thinking that they've got to try a Hail Mary here, because otherwise they're going to lose either way.
You know, Rush Limbaugh used to say this years ago that the problem with liberalism is it will end up eating itself because it has so many factions and they'll end up fighting amongst themselves. And I think that's the problem that the Democrat Party, find themselves today. Who do you appease? Do you appease the voters that are leaving your party? Or do you appease the voters that you've placated to over the last 3 or 4 years, the far left?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that. And here's the other thing I would like to see, and I know there'll be Republicans that go crazy. I really want to see Tulsi Gabbard as the VP pick for Trump, because I think that the two parties are pretty much the same when you look at them. They really are all about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is not. Everybody mistakes Trump as the guy. He's the tip of the sword. This is about a movement. This is about blue-collar folks, people who go to work every day and make this economy run, just sick and tired of all the nonsense. And it doesn't matter where you live. But he's definitely the tip of the sword. And I think anybody who's going to be his VP better be pretty damn strong, because they're going to have to put up with a lot of nonsense. And God forbid if something were to happen to him while he was in office, they're going to have to take over.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Say the last part again.
I said, I'll put my money on a combat helicopter pilot.
Right. Well, I don't, you know, obviously none of us know. We're big fans of Tulsi on the show. I don't know who the president's going to, former president and future president's going to pick, but we will at least at this point try to get her back on very, very soon. And that's the best I can give you. Charles, thanks for the call. Appreciate your thoughts on that. Let's go to Terry in Broomall. Terry, how are you?
Rich, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say this about Hunter Biden. He was in the military. He used cocaine, got a dishonorable discharge, and got disbarred. Felony number one. Number two, gun charge in Wilmington today. Guilty. He's going to have a tax charge in September, okay? That would make him a three-time felon, which is automatic. Don't pass go. Go to jail, right? So now it's time for him to let's make a deal, okay? So that's all I wanted to say, but thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Absolutely. 855-839-1210. Alex is in Swarthmore. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Rich, I don't get a chance to say this much often, but you are awesome. AUSOMME. I mean it.
Well, thank you. I don't know if you spell it that way, though, do you?
Any way you spell it, you are the man. You are, thank God you're there for us. As far as...
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you for saying that, Alex. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right. You're a way of life. You're not just a guy that's on the radio. You're a way of life. But I will say this, okay, and I see this happening. I know it's going to happen. You may laugh me off the radio.
No, I will not do that. Not after such a nice compliment. Go ahead.
Hillary is coming back.
No way. Get out of here.
She still feels like she's been slighted since 2016. She feels that was hers. It was stolen from her. This is going to be her big opportunity. She's got the name recognition. She did a pretty fair job. I mean, it was a close call in 2016. It wasn't, you know, it was close. So she's got a lot of things that the Democrats would like to have. I can't think of anyone else that, no, I say Hillary's on her way back, babe.
Well, Alex, we'll see if you're right. We'll see if you are right. I pray to God you're not. But actually, well, look, if you are right, I mean, Trump's already beat her once, so, right?
I got to tell you, I feel very strongly about this. I can't think of anybody else. I mean, the rest of those Democrats are weak-kneed, and nobody has. There's something that the Democrats like in Hillary. No, we don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't translate over to what we believe. But no, they love her, man. Everybody says, oh, she's not liked anymore. Oh, they love her.
All right, buddy. We'll see how it goes. Alex, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Peter's in Wayne. Peter.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Great. How are you today?
Good, thanks. So I've agreed with everything you've said so far about Biden's motivation to pardon Hunter, which is why I think Trump should do a three-dimensional chess move and promise that if elected, the first thing he'll do is pardon Hunter. And that takes that card right off the table for Biden, and it also makes Trump look like he's not going to be a vengeful guy.
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact that they need to get Biden out of the race.
Oh, no, not at all. But it removes that card of I'm going to leave office to pardon my son with. So he won't be able to play that card to save face and drop out.
Well, he'll say, I can't put my son through the trial. The trial will be before the election.
Either way, Trump has nothing to lose by saying that, and he at least gain a little bit of, I'm not the mean, vengeful, revengeful kind of guy that they're portraying me to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, look, I mean, hey, Peter, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The only problem with that is this is all a con. Like, we're all being gaslit here. This is all a scam. We're all being gaslit. The powers that be need Biden out of this race. That's why the trial's in September. If Biden was winning, the trial would be, they'd kick it further down the road. It's purposely being done this way before the election to use to get Biden out. Even if Trump says, I'm going to pardon him, they can't risk the information about the big guy coming out. So Biden has to end this now. He's got, well, not now, but he's got to end this by August because he has to say, I can't put my son through a trial. It's the going through the trial part. I can't put him through it. So even if he were to get a pardon from President Trump, if I lose, I can't put my son through that ordeal. So I got to pardon him. And I know that by doing that, it ends my political career. The pardon is it's a fugazi. It's not a pardon for Hunter. It's a pardon for Joe. Let's be honest. Call it what it is. The pardon for Joe himself. The powers that be are going to him now and saying to his people, you got to go. You pack it up. You got to go. And if you don't go, then everything that we hid from you, we hid from the American people back in October 2020 under the guise of it being Russian disinformation, it's all coming out. It's all coming out. And you're going to see more drips and drips and drips like that Politico story that came out today. The Politico story today about how Hunter Biden's aides are all over the family business dealings. I mean, Joe Biden's aides. They're all over it. They're all over the family business dealings. More and more and more and more drip, drip, drip. More Democrats are going to come out. You're going to be more stories about that. More evidence will come out. This guilty verdict today using the laptop was a shot across Joe Biden's bow. Get ready, old man. You got to go because you're losing and you're going to lose. If they didn't have the laptop, they'd be stuck and Joe Biden would just lose. But they can't risk Trump getting back in there. This is not just any old Republican we're talking about. This is a guy who is going to go in there and cut off the money flow to Ukraine. This is a guy who's going to cut off the deep state and all the power that they have and go after these people and radically, and I mean radically, transform the executive branch of government in a positive way to restore the power of the president over unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. They can't risk that. Do you know how many people make a living off the swamp? Do you ever look at the most expensive zip codes in America outside of Beverly Hills, California? It's all outside of Washington, D.C. Hell, maybe even more than Beverly Hills nowadays. So it's right outside of D.C. I'll tell you a story. I would never suggest to take credit for calling it the swamp because I did not. However, in one of my early meetings with President Trump, then candidate Trump in 2015, I gave him that whole thing. I sat down with him and I said, look at this map outside of D.C. and look at all these zip codes here in Maryland and Virginia. The wealthiest zip codes in the country are all right out of Washington, D.C., all right here. So that's what you got to go after. You got to go after that. People are tired of this. Well, all those people in the wealthy zip codes tried to stop him in 2016, tried to undermine his presidency, and then did stop him in 2020. By burying the Hunter Biden laptop story, which implicated Joe Biden. They didn't bury the laptop story. They didn't tell you it was Russian disinformation because of Hunter Biden's nudie pics and weed slut 420's thoughts on Hunter doing drugs. But they now need Joe out. So they're going to flip it and use it against him to get him out. Because they can't afford Trump getting back in there for the revenge tour. And it will be the revenge tour. And it should be the revenge tour. Yes, he should take revenge against the deep state. Absolutely, he should. These people have abused the Constitution of the United States of America. These people have eroded the Bill of Rights to the point where it's now a mere suggestion. These people have enriched themselves at our expense. These people have funded endless wars. These people have cost American lives. These people have destroyed the concept of a justice system that is supposed to be going after criminals and not the American people. He should get revenge on the deep state. I want him to. I want him to go after people like Fauci. I want him to go after people, all those minions that lied to us and tried to control us and covered up their lab leaks and everything. I go after them. Santo Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. I'm required under FCC law to say that. Allegedly. Good. Go after him. But they know he's coming and they got to stop him. If this was any old Republican, if this was Nikki Haley, they'd be fine. They'd say, take your chances. We get Haley. It's fine. She'll keep the money flowing to Ukraine. The defense industrial complex gets to eat. Everybody's good. The swamp stays the same. Everything's fine. Next pandemic comes around. She'll be on the side of Big Pharma. She'll empower the smarter in the room bureaucrats. Fine. Nobody in the swamp has to worry. The same crap will continue. Trump goes in there this time and goes, now I'm on to you people. The worst mistake he ever made, and he says it all the time. 2017, he gets in there and all these hacks from the Republican National Committee start going in and controlling things. And all the people from the campaign were basically ostracized in many ways. So he's not going to do that again this time. You know, he's not going to let Chris Christie run the transition team this time. He's not going to allow the same mistakes to be made. They know this. They can't chance that. So if you know you got a president right now who's losing in every single swing state, who's lost his freaking mind, and you have this looming federal financial crimes case against the son coming up, which implicates him, you can't stay at the crap table and play that game at the craps table, knowing that if you lose, Trump gets in and goes right after your meal ticket. No, you got to do something. You got to do something bold, and you got to do something big. I'm not wrong on this. Sal's in Collegeville. Sal, how you doing?
Hi, Rich. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Here's my conspiracy theory. Number one, I think it's too late to get rid of Biden.
Why is it too late?
That's why they're going. Hear me out.
Okay.
That's why they're going after Trump the way they are. All these lawsuits and everything else. If they can't, and well, I think what they're hoping is to get Biden across the finish line. Number one, if he doesn't win, he can still pardon his son before he leaves office.
The pardon is the excuse to get out of the race. The pardon is the excuse
you're
to
not,
get
you're
out
You're not
of...
going to go around Kamala Harris and she's less popular than him.
Okay.
But here's my, again, hear me out.
Okay.
I think they're going to try drag him across the finish line. And if he does, God forbid, get across the finish line, within a month or two, he's out. He goes to number one, and they're going to slide in the governor of California, Newsom.
They can't. Listen. You just said they have a Kamala Harris problem. How do you slide Gavin Newsom in then?
Because, number one, Biden's not running anything. He's just a useful idiot.
Right.
And that's what she's going to be. She'll go with the flow and do exactly what she's told, just
right.
like Biden's going to be.
Okay.
And Newsom, who they think is like, you know, God's gift, you know, eventually she's not going to be president and they'll prop him up. And that's the way, you know.
So you are saying they're going to replace Joe Biden.
If they replace Joe Biden, it won't be till after the election.
He can't win the election. He's going to lose.
That's what I hope. But
that's why they're going to replace him.
Who are they going to put in there?
Sal, that's why they're going to replace him, because he's going to lose.
Well, I don't think
they don't care
anyone...
who's in there. Sal, you're not hearing me, man. They don't care who's in
I
there.
I do.
They don't. He can't win. He can't win. How does he win, Sal? Explain it to me.
I don't see one Democrat that can win. I just don't.
Well, but this guy definitely loses. This guy definitely loses, and they can't take that chance. You got a guaranteed loss. You got a guaranteed L right now with Joe Biden in there.
Right, but that's why they're going after Trump. That's why they changed laws so he can be sued and everything. Jersey is now looking at his liquor license. You
yeah, they are.
One?
They are trying to go after his liquor license. I was going to talk about that in just a second. But the cases against Trump aren't working. It's not working. It's not. They can't stop him. They've tried it. They failed. So
they are failing. And it doesn't matter who they put. I don't see one person. Look, people are fed up. They see what's going on. And if they do get rid of Biden, whether they do or don't, I don't see anybody. That's going to be Trump at this point, because people are fed up.
I hope you're right. I hope to God you are right. Sal, thank you very much for the call.
Election, and I got to tell you something, too. I'm sick of all the Republicans, too. They're a bunch of spineless. They have no backbone whatsoever. When all these trials are going on, they should have went right to. Look, we have Congress. Tell the president, we're not giving you another dime for anything. We're defunding your Department of... what do you call there with Garland and everybody? You know, where's our Republicans at? Whoa, how about you start hauling them, all them in, and finding them, you know, investigating them?
All right, Sal, I got to run, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Sal. I'm out of time. I have to run. Thank you. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-839-1210. This is our happy hour, though, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. Go there and make your reservation today. And don't forget, we'll be there live on June 21st for our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, grandhotelcapemay.com. I'll tell you what they're trying to do to Trump's liquor licenses in New Jersey. It's shameful. I will share that with you as well. But I got to tell you, look, speaking of summer, now that we're all enjoying this beautiful weather, how are you feeling about how you look? You don't want to do shots. You don't want to do hormones. If you need to lose weight, and if you need to lose weight, you gotta do it the right way. You got to do it the NJ Diet way. NJDiet.com. It's all natural. It's guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number. They're with you every step of the way. The best part, it's guaranteed. You will lose the weight. NJ Diet has locations nearby in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, or live online with video consultations at njdiet.com. These shots that everybody's taking nowadays, they've got all kinds of side effects. Got to take them forever. They're banned in European countries. And more people are realizing now that NJ Diet, because it's all natural, is the best and works faster. So give it a try today. It's guaranteed weight loss. You don't have to worry about wearing your shirt at the pool or the beach this summer. NJDiet.com, 855-5-NJ-DIET, and lose the weight for good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Big story of the day, though, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. So, yeah, in New Jersey, King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, they now want to go after Trump's liquor licenses because he's a quote-unquote convicted felon. And, you know, this is what's so infuriating about this is that, and so stupid, too. The people that work at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster or Philadelphia, Colts Neck, where these are working people. Like, they work for a living. They're servers, they're bartenders, they're caddies, they're professional people. You take away the liquor license of these places, you're not hurting Trump. You're hurting the people that work there. I mean, this is so obvious, isn't it? There are a lot of events that happen at these golf clubs. They're not just all political. I've been to political events at Trump National Golf Club. I've been to political events at Trump Philadelphia, but there's also weddings that happen at these places. There's the banquets and bridal showers and baby showers and all kinds of things. Who do you think you're punishing? Who does the king think he's going after here? you were to try to take away the liquor licenses. You're going to go after people that work for a living. That's what you're going to do. And it's going to backfire on you, as usual. The state attorney general's office, is, according to the Associated Press, now, is looking into whether Donald Trump's recent felony convictions in New Jersey make him ineligible to hold liquor licenses at his three New Jersey golf courses. So this guy, Matt Plackin, who is the attorney general, is a dangerous guy. Very dangerous guy. He's making it very tough to be a cop in New Jersey. He does not have the backs of, of law enforcement whatsoever. He is making it so difficult for them to do their job. He's got a political axe to grind, and he's trying to make a name for himself. He's dangerous, and he's going to run for governor at some point. So they're now looking at whether or not they're able to take away his liquor licenses, because they say state law prohibits anyone from holding a liquor license who has been convicted of a crime involving moral turpitude. First of all, he was not convicted in New Jersey. That's A. B, moral turpitude. The hell, what year is this? Moral turpitude. That's everything. Everything is friggin' moral turpitude. The New Jersey Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control, which is part of the Attorney General's office, is reviewing the impact of President Trump's conviction on the above reference licenses and declines further comment at this time. The fact that they're even looking at this is pathetic. That they're even looking at this. And of course, what will happen is they'll try to make a show of this. It won't go anywhere, but they'll try to make a show and grandstand because they love to grandstand. And you know what will happen is the people who work at these places, who survive on tips, and they'll get nervous and they'll turn around and they'll wind up doubling down on their support for Trump. Because Democrats do stupid things all the time. I say bring it. Go for it. Try to take away his liquor licenses at those three golf clubs. See how that works out for you. See how that works out when you try to take away the liquor licenses at those three golf clubs. Good luck. Idiots. Telling you. These people are the biggest bunch of idiots. Their derangement, Trump derangement syndrome, they can't see through how this backfires on them. I think the last time I was at an event at Trump Philadelphia, I'm trying to think what the event was. I don't even remember, but great place, not far from here. But people are members at these clubs too. You could have a membership at these various golf clubs, and people pay a lot of money to be members there. And the people that work there live off of the gratuities of the members. So if you take away the liquor license and people go to Trump Philly, for example, and sit by the pool and can't have poolside cocktails, you're not hurting Trump, but you are hurting the bartender and the servers. And then people will probably cancel their membership. So now you're gonna hurt the overall club, and that means they're gonna have to let people go. And it's beyond idiotic. These people, beyond idiotic. Crimes of moral turpitude. And last time I checked, when does getting convicted for something in another state then apply to you holding a liquor license in New Jersey? Of course, it doesn't, is the answer. But when you've got vague laws like that, well, crimes of moral turpitude, well, that's everything and anything. It could be anything you want it to be. This is why government has too much power, gets bust chops all the time. But luckily, because you have idiots, they will wind up blowing themselves up with their stupidity. Oh, speaking of blowing things up, Biden wants you to know he's got F-15s. You crazy MAGA gun people, you. Just so you know, Biden's got F-15s. So don't worry about your pesky Second Amendment rights, all right? He might, I guess, I don't know. And he's slurring through this, so cut number two.
By the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle.
So you're going to use F-15s against the American people? Is that what it is? You're going to start bombing people? Is that the Second Amendment isn't there to take out the government, you idiot. The Second Amendment is there for us to protect ourselves against tyranny. And what makes you think, just out of curiosity, that if we had a tyrannical president, that the Air Force would just be okay with just listening to that person and just start bombing cities and towns? But Biden's also done this before. You know, he's threatened nukes, to use nukes against the American people, too. You want to come at me? You better bring a nuclear missile. The guy's freaking lost his mind is what's the problem here. I got planes. I got tanks. He should have the battleship New Jersey start firing on people just to send a message. Idiot. He also said something stupid today regarding gun control. He was speaking. This is one of the dumbest lines. I don't even understand what this means. I really don't. He said this today. This is regarding kids. Cut number three.
We all want to drop them off at a house of worship, a mall, a movie theater, a school, without worrying it's the last time I'm going to get to see them. We all want. We all want our kids to have the freedom to learn how to read and write in schools instead of learn how to duck and cover, for God's sake. And above all.
So I got a question then. So then why don't you let armed guards and police officers in schools? Why don't you support that? Why don't you do that? That'd be a great idea so that you can have people there to make sure the kids are safe. In fact, why don't you then call for an end to your nonsense around gun-free school zones? Because all that does is punish law-abiding citizens. Doesn't stop criminals from coming with guns. And why don't you call out every place, every movie theater, every other place that says, gun-free zone? Because you know what I see when I see a sign that says gun-free zone? You know what I see? I see myself turning around and walking out of there. I won't be in a place that's a gun-free zone. I refuse. I was going to take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese. Big sign, gun-free zone. I said, I'm out. You're letting the bad guys know nobody in here is going to be able to protect everybody. And mad people, crazy people, target places like that. So I'm out. I'm done. I'm good. You have fun at your gun-free zone. I'm good. Well, Matt, what was the point you sent DeSantis that you texted, you said?
Oh, I'm saying him threatening to kill everyone with an F-15 certainly makes people feel comfortable enough to forfeit their weapons.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah. Take my guns so you don't bomb my house with an F-15. Actually, what it makes me want to do is go on eBay and try to buy what do they call those anti-aircraft the Scud missiles like Saddam Hussein had?
Defend yourself.
Yeah, defend myself. I'm putting a Scud missile launcher on my roof. Why? I need an anti-aircraft gun on my roof. Why? Because Biden's threatening to kill me with an F-15. That's why.
He says it all the time,
all the time. He's either threatening to nuke me or kill me with an F-15. So now I'm going to go and I'm going to buy an anti-aircraft missile and I'm going to buy like seven of them and put them on my roof. And when my neighbor's looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm protecting my family from my crazy president who keeps threatening to bomb me with his F-15s. That's what I'm doing. When the ATF shows up at my door, I go, Mr. Jilly, you can't have anti-aircraft missile launchers on your roof. I go, well, I'm going to because the president just threatened to bomb my house. So you're damn right I'm going to keep him up there. But the guy's crazy. Have you seen him? He's likely to order an airstrike on me just because it's not like something I said on the show. He's got planes, you know. And while we're at it, too, I'm gonna need something to protect myself from the battleship New Jersey. I'm not that far from, I think it's not, they moved it, right? Back to Philly to work on it. Whenever that thing gets back to, I'm not far from it. I got to do something. What can ward off a battleship? He's likely to start firing on us. I might build my very own Star Wars missile defense system over my house just so that Biden can't nuke me and my family.
You should build a Death Star and just get out of here.
That's what I should do, actually. Unbelievable. Well, I'll get out of here for a break. I'll come right back. 855-839-1210. Don't forget, by the way, Politics and Pints with Jack Carr. These tickets are selling very fast and they are going to sell out. So, don't wait. Get your tickets right now. It is going to be on Tuesday, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. Jack Carr's on the show tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And when he's on the show tomorrow, I guarantee we'll basically be sold out by then. So if you're on the fence or you've been waiting or you're lazy, do it now, right now. Go to 1210WPHG.com. Number one New York Times bestseller, Jack Carr, former Navy SEAL. I'll ask him on the best way that I can protect my house from Joe Biden's lunacy. Tuesday, June 25th, Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA, 1210WPHG.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, look, big fourth and final hour coming up for you. We'll get into everything with the Hunter Biden trial and where this goes from here. And also the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi. She's trying to justify her lack of doing anything on January the 6th to secure the United States Capitol building. We'll talk about that. Plus, the question regarding Samuel Alito and how much the left hates him and what they're ultimately trying to do here, what their goal here is. And the question that I have is, are we going to hear any justice regarding the LoveGov? And the LoveGov, of course, is former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the brother of the lesser, who defends his handling of nursing homes as he arrives for an interview before the House Republican Committee on COVID. Now, you got to understand something about this guy. This guy is slick. He's slick. And unlike his idiot brother, the lesser Cuomo, the LoveGov still has a future. He's got a future. Chris is just an idiot. And you can't help the fact that he is. I mean, he's an idiot. But Cuomo is so slimy, and he really, really, really wants to get out from having any accountability for being the nursing home killer, which, by the way, is what I call him. He is the nursing home killer. He is. And he deserves, we deserve, the families deserve justice. Justice is what everybody deserves. Will they get it? Now, that's the question. Will they get the justice? Will the House Select Subcommittee on COVID be able to get justice from the LoveGov? And will the American people be able to get justice? So we'll talk about that in the fourth and final hour. And your reactions to Hunter Biden and my theory that he's going to get pardoned by his dad. And again, not to save Hunter, to save Joe. This is getting pardoned by Joe Biden to save himself, to save Joe Biden from everything we know that's on that laptop. Everything that you know and I know that's on that laptop, it's going to bring Biden down. It's going to bring him down. Plus, terrorists arrested in Philadelphia. I'll give you all the latest details on that as well. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.